Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anna the Biography is a nonfiction biography by Amy O'Dell that examines the life and career of Anna Wintour, the longtime editor-in-chief of Vogue and one of the most influential figures in fashion media. Drawing on extensive reporting and more than 250 interviews, the book presents Wintour not simply as a style icon, but as a powerful institutional force whose career shaped modern magazine culture, fashion gatekeeping, and the internal politics of Condé Nast. It follows her from her early life in London to her rise through the magazine world and her eventual dominance at the center of global fashion publishing. The book is both a personal biography and an industry portrait, using Wintour's trajectory to show how ambition, hierarchy, taste, and power operate in a highly competitive media environment. Its purpose is to explain why Wintour became such a singular figure and how she maintained authority for decades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Anna Wintour became a fashion institution. A central strength of the biography is its tracing of Wintour's ascent from a young Londoner with no obvious early path into fashion to a figure who came to define the industry itself. O'Dell shows that Wintour's authority was not created overnight or through celebrity alone. It was built through years of increasingly strategic moves across magazines and editorial roles, followed by her decisive rise at Vogue. The book emphasizes persistence, timing, and a willingness to work in environments where competition was intense and the stakes were public. This matters because Wintour's influence is often treated as self-evident, when in fact the biography presents it as the result of sustained institutional navigation. Rather than portraying her as merely talented, the book explains how she learned to convert editorial judgment into lasting power, turning a magazine position into a cultural command center. That career arc is one of the book's most important analytical threads. Secondly, family influence, early ambition, and the making of identity, the biography pays close attention to Wintour's formative years, especially the role of her father and the environment that shaped her sense of direction. O'Dell presents childhood and adolescence as crucial to understanding the adult figure, showing how early exposure to media, status, and professional expectation influence Wintour's choices. The book does not reduce her identity to family background, but it makes clear that her career ambition was reinforced by a world that valued editorial authority and public relevance. Her transition from a tomboy in 1960s London to a fashion-conscious teenager is significant because it suggests that taste, identity, and social ambition developed together. O'Dell uses these early details to explain why Wintour could treat fashion not as frivolity, but as a serious arena of influence. This section of the book adds explanatory depth. It helps readers understand that Wintour's later severity and focus were not sudden traits, but extensions of an early, disciplined self-conception. Thirdly, the hierarchy and politics of Condé Nast and Vogue. Another major theme is the internal structure of the fashion media world, especially the layered hierarchy of Condé Nast and the high-pressure environment surrounding Vogue. O'Dell uses Wintour's career to expose how editorial power actually functions inside a prestige publishing empire. The biography makes clear that influence in this world depends not only on taste, but on control over staff, relationships, access, and institutional loyalty. But Wintour's rise and long tenure are presented against a backdrop of office politics, strategic alliances, and the need to maintain authority in a constantly scrutinized workplace. This dimension of the book is important because it moves beyond personality-based explanations, and instead shows the organizational conditions that allowed her to dominate. Readers learn how magazines operate as power systems, where style decisions are inseparable from management style, and where editorial leadership can shape an entire cultural ecosystem. In that sense, the biography is also an anatomy of elite media governance. Fourthly, a public persona built on distance, discipline, and fear. O'Dell gives substantial attention to the tension between Wintour's public image and the more complicated human being behind it. Wintour is widely known for her bob haircut, dark sunglasses, and reputation for reserve, and the biography treats those traits as part of a carefully sustained persona rather than just visual quirks. The book explores why she came to be seen as intimidating, exacting, and difficult to access, while also showing that such a persona had practical value in a field where control and judgment matter. This is not simply gossip about temperament. It is an analysis of how authority is performed and maintained. By presenting accounts from colleagues, friends, and collaborators, O'Dell builds a portrait that includes warmth, loyalty, and family life alongside severity and professional ruthlessness. That balance is important because it prevents the biography from collapsing into caricature. It instead suggests that Wintour's mystique was part of her effectiveness, helping her preserve influence in a world that rewards symbolic power as much as formal title. Lastly, fashion media as a lens on broader cultural change. The biography is also valuable because it situates Wintour's career within the larger transformation of media and fashion over several decades. Odell does not treat Vogue as an isolated magazine story. Instead, she uses Wintour's tenure to illuminate the changing economics of print, the shift in editorial culture, and the way fashion became increasingly tied to celebrity, branding, and global media visibility. This broader context gives the book analytical range. It is not only about one powerful woman, but about the world that made her power possible and then had to adapt to it. By linking Wintour's rise to the evolution of the magazine industry, the book helps readers understand why her influence has remained relevant even as publishing changed dramatically. The result is a biography that doubles as a cultural history of elite fashion media. That combination makes the book more substantial than a standard profile because it explains both the person and the system in which she became iconic. In conclusion, Anna the Biography should be read by anyone interested in fashion history, magazine culture, media leadership, or the making of a modern power broker. It will appeal to readers who want more than a celebrity profile, because Amy Odell approaches Anna Wintour as both an individual and an institution. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand how editorial power is built, how it is maintained, and how it shapes broader cultural taste. Its practical value lies in the clarity with which it reveals the relationship between ambition, discipline, hierarchy, and institutional influence. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects a single career to the evolution of fashion publishing and the pressures facing print media over time. Compared with more sensational or superficial books about famous figures, this biography is distinguished by its reporting depth, its broad sourcing, and its effort to place Wintour inside the larger machinery of Condé Nast and Vogue. That combination makes it both a revealing portrait and a serious industry study. If you would like to support Amy Odell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.